I'm David Gibson, and today's show is on transforming negative beliefs. Our intention is that you may have no more negative beliefs and that the truth of who you are is resonated completely, which is a pure, perfect spirit in every way. But before we get started, let me tell you about some things happening here at the Institute. We have our next open house on October 10th, where we go through how sound works physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. We do a lot of meditations, put people on sound tables. It's one of the few events we're doing these days. And so that's 1 to 5 on October 10th, in case you're in the area or in case you're not. Come on over. And then we've got our certificate program. Got to look at the next start date. The next start date online is actually October 5th. And it's all about how sound works physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually at all levels of vibration, whether it's frequency, pitch, timbre, which is a combination of frequencies, musical intervals, or music or energy as well. And it works really well online. It's 6 months. And we also have the Institute version. We just started like last week, so you could still jump in at the Institute here in Sausalito and get to play with all the instruments here, right? And so it's really about how the world works based on vibration, so you can become a master of your own reality, right? It's also, we teach many techniques and skills to be able to open your own practice as well. And it's really healing, really transformative for you as a person as well. We also have our recording classes going. Next round is in January, where we teach how to do recording, mixing, and producing. We also, if you happen to be in the area, we're actually going to be presenting at the TED Talk party on September 25th, a week from today. And we can probably get you free tickets if you email me if you're local. And then, let's see, what else? Oh, we've got our conference, our next sound healing conference scheduled now, November 10th to the 14th. We already have quite a lot of presenters, and we'll be telling you more about that as we get closer, but put it on your calendar. It's free, November 10th to the 14th, really a profound event. We have a lot of people doing sound healing online, and then afterwards, after being blissed out, the presenters present their information. It's really, really incredible. Some amazing presenters from around the world. So that's what's happening here. We also have our sound therapy center. Let me show you here. Let me share my screen. So at the Sound Healing Center, if you go to soundhealingcenter.com, you'll see everything we do. We've got the classes that you can go to. If you can actually go to globerecording.com, it'll go straight there. And then we've got our store, which we have over 300 instruments and technologies and over 100 CDs. We have frequency CDs. We have my books. We also have crystal bowls. We just got a huge order of crystal bowls and alchemy bowls. We also have Tibetan bowls and lots of tuning forks as well. And then we have our sound therapy center. The main treatments we're doing right now is where we can find your missing frequencies in your voice. It's the voice analysis, and give you a CD or download in the key of what's missing. We also can find your home note, and a really popular one right now is where after we find your home note, We actually give you CDs in delta, theta, alpha, and beta. Delta for sleep, theta for creativity and learning and blissing out, and then alpha for learning, and then beta for overcoming ADD, where the binaural beat rhythms that entrain you into those brainwave states are tuned precisely to you. And it's way better than just the things you can find on YouTube when it's tuned to you. So that's called the brainwave assessments in our sound therapy center. Then we have the Research Foundation. We almost have a new site ready. We've got a database now that we'll have probably up by the end of the week, which is where you can place your information about what you do as far as a sound therapist in detail. And then anybody can search for free. It's coming up next week. It'll be free. Anybody can search this database and find a practitioner anywhere around the world, and also for specific issues or using specific instruments, right? So that will be happening next week, soundhealingresearchfoundation.com or .org actually. And then we've also got the Medical Sound Association. Okay. Here, there it is. Medical Sound Association with all these treatment plans for under integrative sound, treatment plans for depression, grief, anxiety, trauma, dementia. We'll have addiction here soon. And also tomorrow we're having our bi-monthly Medical Sound Association meeting, and we're going to be focusing on autism and addiction. So it's free to join. Just go to medicalsoundassociation.com and scroll down until you get to the actual contact form, and then you can send that in, and we'll send you a link to the meeting. And it's free. And then we've also got Sound Education Center. Oops, I didn't pull that one up. SoundEducationCenter.com, where you can find over 500 exercises for kids at all age groups. And these are really well designed exercises based on all the books and on brain development for kids at different age groups. That's at SoundEducationCenter.com. We also have bi-monthly meetings there that you could join as well. Just fill in the contact form, and we're developing more exercises, but also setting up a lobbying team to go to take these exercises into public and private schools around the world. We already have a lot of schools that are taking on the whole curriculums, and it's really exciting. It's not just sound, it's music and geometry, vocal expression, emotional expression, but also physics of vibration. It's really, really cool. And then we're looking to actually do a whole show for Netflix, and then ultimately a whole series, or actually a whole ongoing show for PBS, right? So it'll be the sound, Sesame Street Sound Healing, right? Well, that's where we're headed. So you can find everything we have at soundhealingcenter.com. There's links to everything I was talking about just right here. Okay, today we're talking about negative beliefs and how to transform them. There's the way it works is your negative beliefs change and color your whole world. They change how the job you get, how you are around abundance. It changes your health. It changes your relationships big time. Because if you're thinking, I'm not good enough, you don't get the job, right? Often. If you're thinking, I'm not good enough to be healthy, you aren't healthy. If you're thinking, I'm not good enough in a relationship, well, everybody picks that up and they respond in that way, right? So whatever you put out as a negative belief, it's basic law of attraction, right? you put out this negative belief, and the world goes, we'll support that. Based on resonance, we will naturally line up and help you support that, right? And we'll even bring situations to actually help you maybe transform it, if you're lucky, right? So it's really a big deal when you don't feel that you're good enough for some reason. There's many ways you could not feel good enough. I've got a whole list here we're going to be playing with, right? In case you've forgotten. You know, it's so funny, sometimes people say these are subconscious negative beliefs. Although I think the truth is we often know precisely how we think we're not good enough, right? They're not hidden. Sometimes they are, but most of the time they're not hidden at all. We know exactly how we feel we're not good enough, right? So we can be not good enough around life, you know, or just even body type, right? Or not smart enough, right? Not just, I am not, well, there's a lot of different things here as far as I'm not worthy, right? In relationships, you can be not good enough in having healthy relationships. You can be not good enough in being able to be healthy. You can be not good enough in being able to be wealthy, to be able to make money so you're not struggling, right? There's all these negative beliefs that we commonly hold because it's kind of a rampant consciousness on the planet of not being good enough, right? And it's in the air. I mean, so many people are running this energy. It's easy to pick it up. But probably the biggest problem is advertising and the whole media telling you you're not good enough. So because therefore you need this product, right? Also, the other one that's really huge is just school. School is so much based on competition that, you know, it's so easy for people to not feel good enough because they're not smarter, as smart as the other person, right? Or if you aren't good enough to pass a test, then you really don't feel good enough. I mean, that's like this major thing. You know, you can't go to college, right? You didn't pass the test. I mean, goodness, how more negative can that be? It's really devastating for people, and it changes their life dramatically as to what they're going to do in life, and it often leads to crime, right? It's the whole competition system is just horrible for kids. I mean, the whole kids shouldn't be left behind. Get rid of the test, and they won't be left behind, right? It's just kind of crazy, right? So there's all these negative beliefs. Now, the technique I want to share is about taking these negative beliefs and turning them around backwards so that you then resonate the truth. And then you make the sound of the truth, of the opposite. The tricky part is turning them around backwards. You can't just say, I mean, if my negative belief is, which is a real one, that I am not loving enough sometimes. Right? Well, I can't just say I'm loving all the time. Because, you know, my subconscious is like right there in the background going, yeah, right, yeah, I know what you did the other day, right? And so it's not going to work. You have to turn it around so you believe the positive 100%. And it's a little tricky. It's tricky. And there's different ways to do it that work and some that don't work. First of all, the ones that don't work is when you say, it's not so bad, but it's not ideal. Where you say, I aspire to be this, right? I'm trying to be good. I'm trying not to do that bad stuff or think that bad stuff. I'm really trying, and I'm really working on it, right? I aspire to do it. Well, when it comes to resonance, trying is an energy of not there, right? You need to resonate the energy of actually the opposite, not trying or aspiring to do it, because that's not it, right? You're only halfway there. And the energy is, I would say, aspiring is kind of like, it's not like, ta-da, wee, right? So that, I don't like aspiring or just trying, right? Another one that I don't like too much that can work is I accept where I'm at. I accept that I am not perfect, right? Well, it can be okay, but if you're going, I accept that I suck. Well, that's not good. You don't suck, right? You really don't suck. You're a perfect pure spirit. You don't, in the 3D world, you might be doing some things that could be better, but you don't suck. That's really the whole thing, right? So using acceptance that I accept that I suck, I don't like that one, right? Because it often turns into this, I accept I'm not good enough, right? No, gotta go further, right? A few techniques that do work is, one is to go to a higher perspective. And we use this one a lot, where you say, okay, in the 3D world, it is mostly based on patterning or history or ancestors, the craziness of society for thousands of years, right? That we've been entrained to this. So that pattern is not me. I am a pure spirit above that, right? It's just patterns that I've been doing. That is not me. I am love. I am, spirit. I am source, right? So that's one way, is to go to the 5D realm. And it's not about, it's not like we're not taking responsibility and still work on it, but the whole thing is to not feel bad about yourself. The second you feel bad about yourself, a whole field is set up that affects not only your health, but everything around you, right? As we just talked about, right? So that's a good one. Another one is to also, sometimes you have to just imagine what it's like to be the opposite. Like, I imagine what it's like to be loving all the time, right? And I feel what it would be like to be loving all the time, right? And then I make the sound of that. Right? That's pretty good. Yeah. Sometimes you can default to that. You still have to believe, you still have to feel it completely, though. Couple of others, but we'll talk about them as we go here. Other technique. So let's work on this. I'm not loving enough, right? So the main thing I go to for this one is a higher dimension, right? I think I, at my core, am a perfect essence of love. My core is love. My core essence. Cool, because I can believe that 100%, right? I really believe that, right? 100%. So then we'll make the sound of. If you share this, or even if you don't share it, you can do it, right? You can make the sound with me, right? To make the sound of, I am at my core, essence, pure love. so cool, right? When you make sound, you're bringing it, that vibration physically into your body, besides doing the intention. Very cool. That's why we make the sound. Okay. So let's look at some of these other negative beliefs. We just had this class in the online part of the classes today, so I got some interesting ideas here. Some of these are hard to turn around. Oh, here's one. Okay. I'm not smart enough. You can't just say, I'm really smart, right? Spirit goes, or not spirit, but your subconscious is like, yeah, but yeah, look at all those smarter people, right? This is like the core of the problem with schools, right? Because there's always somebody smarter, but also, again, some people get put in that box and never get out, right? This one is interesting. With that class was kind of hesitating, trying to figure out how to do this, right? And I was thinking, it's cool in the class because everybody comes up with different ways to do it, because it's not easy to turn these around, right? And we're thinking, okay, well, of all the parts of my being, the mind is a really not as important as the rest, right? I mean, my soul, my spirit, my intuition, all of these are much better, much more important, right? But also, oh, someone said, here's actually the best one somebody came up with. It was a really good one. They said, my heart's knowing is way more important than my thoughts. My heart's knowing is way more important, light years more important than my thoughts. Oh, I think someone said, I am not what I think I am. No, that was a different one. Yeah. My heart's knowing is what's really important. Let's make the sound of that. This is so powerful. Really, really important. There's another one I don't think I have on the list here that someone brought up today, and that is, I'm too sensitive. And it was really interesting how it transformed what people came up with. I'm too sensitive, right? And because I'm too sensitive, I get defensive and I protect my little child. I sometimes protect my delicate flower. I have to work hard to protect myself because I'm so sensitive, right? I get a little feisty to be able to protect myself, right? Well, it's interesting how the discussion went. We were talking like, okay, well, when you're sensitive, there's more discernment of finer and finer energies and finer details. You're more sensitive to nature. You're more sensitive to love. You're more sensitive to higher energies, right? And higher beings even sometimes, right? And so it was interesting because the way we turned it around is, I want to be more sensitive, even more sensitive, right? I want to be even more sensitive. Because when you get the ultimate sensitivity, then you are 100% connected to source, and that overcomes all issues, right? Because you are love. So this is really cool. It's like instead of saying I'm too sensitive, we just simply turned it around and said, I can't wait to be more sensitive. It's cool, huh? Okay, let's make the sound of that. I love my sensitivity. Then there's the tricky one about body type, right? I am not tall enough, short enough, got enough hair, got too much hair, don't have enough hair, not athletic enough, I'm not good looking enough, right? Big problem in our society is media has totally driven into us that you need to be beautiful. Just crazy, right? And it's tricky because people, go, well, wait a second, just look, right? Well, where we went with this one is you are not your body. You are a pure spirit. You are not your physical being. Right? It's just a vessel. You are a soul. You are a point of awareness. You are a spirit. Right? And so the body becomes not critical as to who you are. And that's really the truth. All negative beliefs are an illusion. The truth is, you are a pure, perfect spirit in every way. Okay, let's make the sound of you are soul. You are a perfect soul, regardless of body type. Here's one. I don't think I've got it on my list either. Oh, no, I do. Here it is. Okay. I'm so afraid of being judged by others. Want people to like me, right? I know I didn't get enough love when I was a kid, so that used to be a very big one. And it's a big one for a lot of people, right? Grown a lot more whole these days. But, Anita Morjani got fourth stage cancer because of this one. She said she had welts all over her body and she died and she came back and she said she was then filled with love. And within a month, the cancer was all gone. And she said the reason it went away is because she was no longer afraid of what people thought about her. Right? No longer afraid of what people think. It's so tricky because we're such social beings, though, right? And we often care about what people think just so we can be in the group. So we aren't alone, right? We don't like being alone. We like being in the group, right? We work hard to be accepted, right? But it can be a serious problem because then you don't feel good enough. And then, so what the students were talking about today a lot brought up is that person that's making the judgment is basing it on their history, on their perspective. They know nothing about who you really are, right? And also, they are often making judgments based on their own issues, right? So the one I came up with for this is really cool, and that is, I am whole on my own. Heart open. Whole on my own. I know a lot of people are whole on their own that aren't heart open. That's why I throw that in. I am whole on my own. Heart open. That's really good. No matter what other people say, I'm whole on my own. Heart open. Make the sound of that. Oh, me. Oh, me. That's a good one. Let's go ahead and play some music for a little break here. I've got a song called Low Mood, which is about overcoming depression. Couldn't really find any perfectly appropriate songs for changing negative beliefs, but this was cool because it's about transforming that belief that you're depressed into happiness or just peace, right? This is a song that as Massachusetts General Hospital paid me to do for depression, so they use it at the in the integrated therapy department there. Check this out. No need. This ties into health, right? I can never be healthy. I don't have it together enough to be healthy. But then you can think, okay, I love the health I have. Whoops, I love the health I have, right? We have 70 trillion cells, and even if you're quite ill, it means probably only a quarter of those, that, if even that, right? Probably a hundredth of those are actually not doing well, or a thousandth, actually, right? It's like very few, because rest of the cells are just perfect, or we'd be dead, right? So you can be really grateful and happy for the health you have, right? It's also interesting to think of the challenges of health, what they're teaching you. And now, instead of it being a bummer, it's like you're learning from it. But ultimately, when you learn that, and this is a really tricky one, so I don't have it down. The negative belief that I'm not capable of healing myself. Again, completely rampant in our society, especially with the medical system. You're not capable of healing yourself. You have to go see a doctor, right? So if you can get to a place, and I'm not there, but if you can get to a place where you say, I'm 100% capable of healing myself, then you can, right? We have the power to heal ourselves. But most people don't believe it. I don't know if I believe it 100% myself, right? But that's the deal, you know. I had some health issues last year, and I immediately thought, it's gone. It's gone. Just imagine it's gone. It's a done deal, right? Because the second you start worrying about it, it's a problem. It's a done deal. Here's a good one for that. It's all taken care of. It's all taken care of. Let's make the sound of that one. Whatever you have on health-wise going on, it's all taken care of. It's so funny. I think, okay, we got to give a little disclaimer that we're not giving medical advice, God, right? Still go do what you need to do, right? But when you learn that you can heal yourself, it's incredible. Again, you are not your body. Here's another one, and that is, I don't deserve to be rich. If I have money, others will have less. It's wrong to have money when others are starving. Well, this was an easy one to turn around for me, because I always think there are completely enough resources on this planet for every single person to be rich and abundant, completely rich and abundant. And the only reason it's not happening is because people hoard it, right? So it's not that people are hungry or starving because I've got money. They're starving because people are hoarding it. We should all be rich. We should all be abundant. It's perfectly easy with the resources on this planet, right? The other thing that I do is I think I'm not bringing money in to have it. Basic comfort, right? but through me to help others. And when you see it as coming through you to be able to help others, Spirit goes, okie doke, let's go for it. Here comes all the money you need. Right? So this one, here's what we can do for this one. Imagine the whole world completely abundant in a really big way. Everybody's rich. There's abundance everywhere. No, not a single person on this planet is struggling for survival, food or anything, or shelter, or even education because of money. Because everybody's got all the money they need. Hard to imagine, but it's there's plenty here for everybody. Right? So imagine everybody abundant on the whole planet. Make the sound of that. Here's one someone in class said today, I don't deserve to be loved. I'm not lovable. Yeah. You are source. You are love. That's the truth. You don't even need love because you are love, right? Love attracts love. You are love. For most people, that's pretty easy to sit with. If not, sometimes what you have to do is sit with the truth until you can feel it completely. You are love. Sit with it until you know that's the truth. Right? You may have to work it a little bit. Okay. To make the sound of you are universal love. Here's a big one for our classes, and that is, I'm not pure enough or high enough consciousness to help or heal others. It's interesting. I think spirit that we are is never far from the surface. We are pure source energy, right? We are pure source energy. That's the truth. Make the sound of that. So if you ever are not feeling good, right? You're not ever feeling good about yourself or feeling good at all. Track that negative belief down. Figure it out. What belief system are you running that you are not good enough, that you should feel bad, right? And then turn it around. Because all beliefs are illusions. All negative beliefs are illusions. The truth is, we are pure, perfect spirits in every way. Pure, perfect soul in every way. That's the truth. No one should ever feel bad about themselves, because it's an illusion. And it's really bad for you, physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. Right? So let's make the sound of that one. I'm a pure, perfect spirit, soul, in every way. We were doing the Sound of Love class. We talked about loving, being loving all the time. Like my friend, her guide said, you got to love everybody all the time. And you think, okay, well, how often are you loving, right? What percentage of the time? It took a while for me to figure it out, because it's like, I feel like I should get credit for just being present and not running negative energy, right? I mean, often we're just present, right? And that's really way better than running negative patterns that are hurting us, right? So it's like being loving is kind of like over the top, right? It's like extra, extra energy, and it's great, right? So what you can do is think about, you know, what percentage, and that's like speaking in a loving tone, having that energy in your eyes, you can see it in people's eyes. The way you touch someone, although we don't touch people very much these days, right? But also your actions, right? I think sometimes we are not loving because we feel that it will leave us too open. If you're walking down town in the city, running love for everyone, people are starving so much for love, they'll follow you. Right? So you gotta, some people feel they can't love because we'll get them in trouble. It's like, I'm not going to love you because you're going to think I want to get in a relationship or want to get married. Right? I'm not going to run that full-on love. Right? So we don't love. Right? So try this. So for the rest of the evening, anybody you come across, secretly send them love. Could do it the whole weekend, right? Secretly send people love and see what happens. Maybe we'll just leave it with that. Just send people love secretly. The rest of the evening, the rest of the weekend, the whole week ahead. Send them love. They'll not know what's happening. They'll feel it though. Months ahead. Send love secretly. Years ahead. Lifetimes. Just always send love secretly. You can do it outwardly a few times too. Thanks for listening, and take care.